Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Halloween is close at hand. And of course, bats, particularly vampire bats, Dracula, and other things that go bump in the night are important aspects of Halloween. It's interesting to note that of the 1,400 or so species of bats, there are only 3 species of vampire bats. All are native to Central and South America, where they prefer livestock blood over human blood. And of course, Dracula is the figment of the imagination of Bram Stoker. But bats are a much maligned and misunderstood animal. They're increasingly being recognized as providing a variety of ecological services. Pollination and seed dispersal by bats is a good example. According to some estimates, over 500 species of plants are known to be pollinated by bats. The list includes bananas, mangoes, guava, the saguaro cactus, and several species of agave, including those used to make tequila and mezcal. Although some species of bats feed on fruit, nectar, and pollen, bats are the major predators of night-flying insects. A single bat has been estimated to consume around 500 mosquitoes a night, and that includes mosquito species that carry West Nile virus and malaria. Some studies have found that agricultural insect pests comprise the majority of a bat's diet. That insect consumption by bats has been estimated to have a positive impact on agriculture of $3 billion per year. And depending on how the calculations are made, bats may be in the tens of billions of dollars each year. In the U.S., over half of all bat species are on the decline. Some are even threatened or endangered. A fungal disease, white nose syndrome, is killing bats at an alarming rate. Other factors such as loss of habitat also play a role. Bats have been getting a bad rap. Although most people probably have little concern for bats, many among us simply don't like them. It's time we change our views on these misunderstood animals. So as you watch the fall harvest, are bitten by a mosquito, or see some bats flying overhead, give some thought as to the ecological services bats can provide. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.